Well, a couple of weeks ago, the Sherrard High School administration was approached by a student representative who wanted to take a stand against school violence by organizing a 17-minute walkout on March 14th, you know, like most of the nation is dealing with right now. And the administration isn't going to prevent the 7th through 12th grade students from participating in the walkout. And students who participate peacefully and return to class in a timely fashion will not have any disciplinary consequences. And plans are being made right now by the administration and the staff to minimize the educational disruption and to ensure the protest is peaceful. And the students are being given parameters that will be expected to be respected. And, you know, they're expected to be respectful of their peers and the staff and the school facilities. And the teachers are going to continue to conduct class during the walkout for the students who don't want to participate in the walkout. And we also want to, you know, clarify with everyone that the approval of future protests will be determined on a case-by-case basis. And we also got to keep in mind that the courts have determined long ago that schools cannot fully restrict the free speech of students. And protests are a recognized form of protected speech. And so, but schools can regulate it when the school is, you know, can forecast that there might be a material disruption or when the protest undermines the school's basic educational mission. And, you know, there are some educators are out there who think that the protest can actually be therapeutic for the students and actually be a healthy way for the teens to deal with their feelings of anger and hopelessness and, you know, fear. And so we're just going to watch very carefully and make sure that we're monitoring things and guiding things. But, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, we're going to allow the students to have that walkout.